Okay, now we can welcome Shauna. That is Shauna McHale. Yeah, lovely.
Thank you.
Who's going to talk about understanding the lived experience, how individuals diagnosed with CHD feel they obtain emotional support post-percutaneous coronary intervention. Can I ever say that?
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you. So can I just, before I start, just say that this was a one-year study. It's an MRES study. I'm just going to give you a short background about cardiac rehab and then tell you the findings of the study. So first of all, in Scotland, coronary heart disease is a major cause of ill health. And there's a gender difference as well when we're looking at the breakdown of how they live with the CHD. As you know, the Percutaneous Intracoronary Intervention, the PCI, is a major treatment for the disease, but it doesn't cure the disease, it merely relieves their symptoms. So they need to adhere to their secondary prevention, which with the challenges with regard to accessing health professionals can be difficult. We also know that negative emotions rise in this population even up to a year after their treatment. So what I was looking for was the lived experience of how these individuals post-treatment cope with their emotions, and how do they find, what information do they find that helps them? And so the group that I took, I should say that I work within cardiac rehab, and so the participants that were from one group of cardiac rehab in Scotland. To address the questions, I chose a qualitative study, phenomenology, and we used semi-structured interviews lasting an hour and a half. From the information from the study, from the group that we gathered, the age range was between 33 and 62, so quite young. The breakdown was, and it was a small study, so it was 5 males and 2 females. They'd all had PCI. 5 of them had had MI first and then a PCI, and 2 were elective. The length of time since treatment was between 4 months and 1 year. So at varying times within their treatment pathway afterwards. And they were all attending an exercise-based cardiac rehab. Okay. So from the analysis, using the IP, the interpretive phenomenology analysis, I identified 3 themes. And there were sub-themes here as well. The PCI is not a fix. The loss of identity and cardiac rehab is a safety net. So I'll take each theme, and I'll let you see a quote within each theme, and I'll give you time to read it first. So the first theme is PCI is not a fix. So all bar one felt that they were disappointed in the fact that the knowledge that they gained that the PCI wasn't a fix, it didn't cure them. The one person that didn't feel that way was because he'd had family members had had the treatment previously, so he trusted the intervention. For the other 6, this knowledge brought about anxiety and fear for the future. With regard to the individuals that had comorbidities, so I looked at how did individuals with comorbidities find emotional support? How did people with complex social circumstances? So those circumstances were living alone, divorced, separated, have independence. For the individuals with comorbidities, this knowledge created a fear about the future and about having yet another diagnosis and bringing the thoughts of early mortality. For the individuals that had the complex social circumstances, they explained worry, anxieties in relation to the future with having what would it hold with regard to their dependents and other people who relied on them. So how did they gain information? What information helped these individuals? The pictures have moved. Sorry. So basically, all bar the one participant who trusted the stents needed to see inside their body. They felt they described that they wanted to see with inside their body. They needed reassurance that stents were working. So for some of the population, they were fixated with diagnostic tests. So they were looking for blood pressure results, results of any test, to reassure them that the stents were working. And in fact, a minority reported seeking out the health professionals to get those tests, to actually want their blood pressure done every week, to seek that reassurance. So the next theme, major theme that came out was the loss of identity. So when the participants spoke about their previous self prior to the diagnosis and the treatment, they discussed themselves as being fit and healthy. But post-diagnosis, when they described themselves thereafter, they described themselves in the relation to how they felt other people viewed them. So they discussed, they used words such as invalid, feel like I'm an invalid. And so the emotions that they felt from that feeling of this changed self was weakness, feeling weak, feeling helpless. And the emotions were embarrassment, shame and guilt. Embarrassment because they felt that coronary heart disease was a disease of the older people, that they shouldn't have got it. Guilt because they blamed themselves for maybe some of the lifestyle factors contributing to their disease. And with regard to frustration, now it was a small study and it was predominantly males. It was males that reported this. With regard to the frustration, they talked about going against their health professional's advice. So they acted in opposition to what the health professionals had told them. And with regard to exercise, I'll give you an example. So in the immediate period post-MI, they were asked to take up their exercise again, go for walks, and they went against that because their previous life had been a cyclist. So they went out for a 35-mile cycle. Okay, so they went against the advice and they admitted to that. 3 out of 7 admitted to that to gain back their identity. Cardiac rehab is a safety net. So they all described cardiac rehab as being a place of safety. They felt that they felt normal within that environment. There was others that they could share their experiences with. They felt reassured by the staff, so much so that they felt they could test themselves, their boundaries, using things like their heart rate to observe that they were doing well. And they could exercise a little bit harder than maybe they'd previously exercised. And for some, they hadn't exercised before, so it was a chance to try something new. For the individuals with comorbidities and the individuals with complex social circumstances, they felt they didn't get emotional support. They felt that they didn't, it was purely an exercise program and they didn't feel that they got support for their emotions. So from the conclusions, in the existing pathway of the model that we have in Scotland, the existing pathway, individuals with existing comorbidities, their negative emotions increase. For individuals with complex social circumstances, they experienced increased emotions of stress. And the existing pathway isn't sufficient to reduce the negative emotions for these individuals with existing comorbidities and complex social circumstances. So the next steps from this is to explore that risk-taking behaviour and that the three people that said they went against the health professional's advice. So, thank you.